AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to the 27 May Roundup. Six stories today, led by a neat Virginia Tech result. Reservoir computing steering a soft robotic arm in real time. And importantly, neuromorphic chips cutting the power bill. So this isn't just a lab demo.
That reservoir approach is brain-inspired. A fixed random recurrent network plus a simple readout trained quickly to map sensor signals to control outputs. The takeaway is latency and energy. Real-time closed-loop control becomes viable when hardware and algorithm are co-designed.
Another strand? Open source is quietly winning robotics. ROS, ROS2, Linux, and cloud-native tooling are turning robot projects into composable stacks. So teams spend less time reinventing integration and more time validating behavior.
Which matters for scaling. Shared tools mean reproducible testing, faster safety validation, and a marketplace of interoperable components. Commercial robotics will look more like software platforms than bespoke mechanical projects.
Switching gears, DuckDuckGo saw an install spike when Google pushed an AI-first search that didn't offer a clear opt-out. It's a reminder that privacy-first UX can siphon users whenever AI feels unavoidable or opaque.
That's a product design and trust signal. Big platforms risk churn if they fold AI in without explicit controls, and regulators will notice when user choice evaporates. Expect more privacy-oriented competitors to test that wedge.
On infrastructure, OpenRouter's new valuation, $113 million Series B, $1.3 billion headline, signals that gateways and multi-model orchestration are now core infrastructure, not peripheral tools. Cost control and governance are buyer priorities.
Gateways simplify routing, caching, and access control across models. For app builders, that reduces operational complexity and gives a single place to enforce quotas, telemetry, and safety filters, which is why investors are piling in.
AWS also added a payments rail to Bedrock Agent Core. Agents can call a process payment API to buy services or content using stablecoins under per-agent budgets and logging, making agent spending auditable.
That turns autonomous agents into economic actors with billing, limits, and traceability. Useful for complex workflows, but it also opens new attack surfaces, fraud, unauthorized procurement, and compliance gaps that ops teams must close.
Rounding out the AWS theme, their three-part agent stack links NVIDIA NIM for GPU inference, Strands agents for orchestration, and Bedrock Agent Core for managed state and governance. It's a blueprint for production multi-agent systems.
Technically, it's neat. Serverless orchestration plus managed model serving and state means teams can prototype locally and scale without rewriting the plumbing. The obvious trade-offs are cost predictability and latency at scale.
Taken together, there's a clear trend. AI is moving from isolated models toward orchestration, economics, and hardware. People are spending more energy on how systems are composed, controlled, and paid for than on raw model size.
At the same time, openness and agent autonomy bring real risks. Supply chain issues for models, provenance questions, runaway spending, and privacy leakage. Governance tooling has to keep pace with these platform moves.
A quick note on the hardware angle. Neuromorphic chips in the soft robot demo aren't just flashy, they change the deployment calculus. Lower power means different thermal and form factor choices, which unlocks real-world use.
And for open source robotics, winners will be the projects that standardize telemetry, safety hooks, and test suites. Interoperability is the new moat. Whoever makes validation easy will attract the most conservative customers.
So here's the bottom line perspective. These stories aren't isolated headlines. They're stages of the same shift. AI's next phase is about orchestration, cost controls, and hardware-software co-design, moving the market up the stack.
That's our roundup for today. If you want the full reads, we'll have the links. I'm Aljanib. Catch you tomorrow for the next batch.
AI News by Conjero.